Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today here at New Life. Marilyn Meeberg and Dr. Sherry Denham are going to be answering your questions right along with me right here today at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. It's a great day for New Life.
Hi, dear. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry, just Peach Keen. How about yourself?
I am so angry. I am like Godzilla with a bustier.
How do I help her and me through this? How do I get to a stronger place? Because she really is the love of my life.
You feel a lot of emotion about this.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know she had a homosexual past until she had made a move on me.
He has an addiction to pornography he would not deal with. He said, you act like I'm the only one that has this problem and I should just...
Well, you are the only one that I'm married to that has this problem.
That's what I told him. I said, I'm not married to everybody else.
Now, this is...
So you all just let him off the hook?
Greetings, everybody, and welcome wherever you are. Kitchen, steering wheel, you name it. I know work.
Walmart. Have you ever thought of that?
It could be in Walmart. Absolutely. And if they are, people are taking their picture to post it on... Have you ever seen this website?
No.
Pictures of people at Walmart. There's a website of... pictures.
I'm going to have to leave right now and go see it.
Yeah, it's a fabulous thing. But anyway, speaking there is Marilyn Meeberg, and in Laguna Beach is Dr. Sherry Denham. How you doing, Sherry?
Well, I'm doing good now. I just was off radio.
Yeah.
So I was given all kinds of comments, like, you know, in between you guys chitter-chatter.
Comments that we should have heard, right?
Well, nah, it wasn't even worth it. God decided to cut me off.
I hate it when he does that.
Hey, I know there were more storms last night, and I want to mention what we did for Oklahoma, and it's available to anybody that's been in some kind of disaster, and we just seem to be having a lot of them. We put together a care package for folks. There was a church there in Moore, Oklahoma. They had 27 people lose their homes, and we put together care packages for them with a Bible, with a book, Healing is a Choice, a grief book, some New Life perspectives on trauma and grief, and some tips on how to deal with all that. And we're sending it to them. We're sending 50 to them and other people that are going through some kind of trauma like this, a tornado or whatever. You can get one of these care packages if you'll call us. And so we want people to help us fund them if you can. But whether you do or not, we're going to try to do this. And we're doing this not in the midst of the tragedy, but in one of the most difficult times, and that's when the cameras stop rolling, when you stop getting the attention. Many of you, you've lost a loved one, and after everybody goes home, after the funeral, then after the reception at the house, you wonder if anybody cares.
And or if there is a house
for
the reception.
And you think everybody else's life just goes on like it was before,
right,
but mine is not, and it's a tough time. So that's why we put this together right for folks in the post-tragedy stage. And if you can help us with that, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. And a week from Friday, we're going to be in Dallas, Texas for our 25th anniversary celebration. This will be our third. We're doing six. We're really excited about Dallas. You know, when New Life formed, we acquired Minrith & Meyer right here in Dallas. We put our call center right here in Dallas. It's still there with a lot of our great team that we have running New Life. So it's a special place for us. We'd like to see you, and if you RSVP, we'll know to make some cake just for you.
Chocolate.
It is a good. It is really everywhere we've been. The cake has been kind of the highlight of the evening. But a lot of fun, a lot of walk down memory lane, and all sorts of really great things happen. And you'll hear things. I guarantee you, you'll be moved, and you'll laugh if you come and join us at our 25th anniversary celebration here in Dallas, where we're broadcasting from today. And we're really thankful to 100.7. the word. Really appreciate you having us here. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Go right to the phones. Glad you're with us today. We'll be back.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and very glad that you've joined us. Marilyn Meeberg, Dr. Sherry Denham, also Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio in Laguna helping us manage all of this. And I want to go to a phone call. Let's talk to Ted. He's calling us from KWRD. We're glad that he is. Hello, Ted. Welcome.
How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Speak right up there, right into that phone, please.
All right, very good. I have a need for some counseling in a very specific area and some wisdom that I thought you might be able to share in. I am unfortunately going through a divorce. But during the same family unit, and we have all three of our kids are from in vitro fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest son came from an egg. He's 10 years old from my, she's still my current wife. The divorce is not final. But there's been some discussion through the years. The twins that we have are from donor eggs, and I have always had the opinion that I would want to disclose and be open and honest with the twins at some point in time, in an appropriate time, and maybe get some counseling from them with someone who specializes in this area.
Okay.
There's a lot of...
How old are they?
They are 6 years old now.
Okay.
So... I guess my question is that do you guys have any, wisdom around that? I know it's a little different than normal adoption.
Well, I think it would be pretty tragic for you to sit down with him and say, hey, your mother's leaving and she's not really your biological mother anyway. I'm just saying this is not the time to hit them with that.
No,
I'm for disclosing early all of this stuff, but, maybe in a year.
Well, I'm even thinking, older than that, but probably the real question is how do I get my estranged, wife, to get into some counseling, to get some guidance from someone who has experience in this area, who can walk us through, walk us through this kind of path when the time is appropriate. The 10-year-old is kind of getting it at that age, and certainly there's a lot of, there's actually a lot going on in the Christian community around this whole egg donor issue now with kids, and they're disclosing of it for medical reasons and all types of things.
Can I break in here? Do I assume, by the way, you're saying that your wife is resistant to do any counseling?
Yes, she's.
And the reason?
We did marital counseling, but as far as she's not been willing to. To talk at all or share her feelings with me about, where are you at in this area? How do you feel about it? I think she would rather go through life, with them never knowing anything. And
so the issue is disclosure. It's your marriage counseling and all that sort of thing has been accomplished or not. And now we're talking about when to tell the kids. Is that what I hear is the issue?
Yeah, or getting each other on the same page with that. And
okay.
I would like to try to find someone with some specific expertise in this area.
But what I hear is you're trying to turn the Titanic. You've had a hard time getting on the same page in your marriage. So do you...
Absolutely.
You know, you kind of, it's like here's this big issue in disclosure, as Marilyn said, and I totally agree with Steve, and the timing now is not the time. But you're coming to us saying, how do I turn this Titanic? How do I turn this marriage that's gone awry to have this very intimate and powerful conversation with their kids about their birth and identity?
Well, I just don't. I think that to focus on this is kind of like arranging pictures while the house is burning down. It doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would be dealing with how are we going to raise these kids together.
I agree,
Steve. Is there any hope that I would ask her, is there anything I could do that would give you a message that I want to be a different kind of husband and you might stick around and see what the results could be?
Excellent.
I mean, that'd be another way to go. But I would just get off of this issue right now, table it for 365 days, and look at, is there any hope for reconciliation? And then secondly, how are we going to raise these kids together?
Very good. Thanks so much for your help.
Okay. Now, hold on. I want to send you a Healing is a Choice.
And by the way, what do you think is the big dilemma?
Steve's asking, what do you think is the big dilemma? He's offline right now.
The big dilemma
in your marriage.
The issue with
in your marriage.
In the marriage. Why does she want a divorce?
Yeah, you know, that's a very big question, and we've done a lot of marital counseling, and at some point and somehow, you know, she got it in her heart that is what she wanted. You know, accountability and openness and transparency, very big, you know, challenges for her.
Yeah, but what's the issue that's causing her to want to leave you?
I think the challenges of the marriage just were more than, as one counselor said, where did you get the pie in the sky, you know, idea about marriage. Marriage is hard work. It's commitment. It's a lot of days where you don't feel
okay.
Feelings.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you had one thing to do over in the relationship, what would it be?
You know, I think that would be, I probably would have moved her, as we'd originally planned, out of the city with her parents and her network of friends and, you know, a lot of that comfort zone so where we could have developed and built, you know, a marriage that depended upon each other.
Okay, well, let me just suggest this. If you do some soul searching and you come up with any kind of character defect or flaw or anything like that that you...
Oh, I got plenty of those.
Okay, well, then maybe working on that would perhaps draw her back to you. I don't know. But it would be worth looking at. Because,
yeah, and that's a lot of the work we did in counseling.
Because I'm going to tell you something. You think, I mean, it sounds like she's got a lot of problems, but you think it's going to be easier on the other side of divorce. It's not going to be easier. It's going to be something other than heaven. I got to tell you that.
No question
so
about it.
So I hope and pray that you'll do everything you can to reconcile and then get her on your side for parenting. All right. I'm glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000 in the studio for 2 hours today. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Sue from WCYX in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hello, Sue.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm all
right. Thank you for taking my call. My question is that I am concerned about whether to continue to stay in my marriage. My husband and I went through an abortion 10 years ago, and it's just been downhill. He lost his job 5 years ago, went back to college, got a master's degree, and has not been able to get a job in the last 5 years. He's been on unemployment, and he's now working in a factory making minimum wage.
Wow.
And cannot get hired. And he's put, so he's got this numerous student loan debt, plus he's putting stuff on credit card. And honestly, I'm thinking about leaving because of his drinking and his verbal abuse has settled down. But, you know, between... I'm worried about my financial future, and I just
you got a lot of issues here you're throwing out.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, I want to tell you this. There's one thing that I admire about him, and that is that he's working rather than what I hear a lot of people do. They don't get the dream job. They don't go to work for 5 years, and he's earning minimum wage, and so you got to honor what's honorable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's honorable. Now, if he has a drinking problem, how long have you been married?
20 years.
Okay. Well, he didn't just develop that overnight, huh?
No, he won't stop and he won't get help. I mean, he stays at home now. He stays at home now and drinks, but he just says, I'd like it and I'm not going to give it up. And I'm more concerned right now because I'm getting older about my financial future, about retirement, because he's got so much debt.
Right. Well, let me ask Sherry and Marilyn to to weigh in on this and see what they think about.
You know, my thought, Sue, is the elephant is in the room. You both have the ability to tolerate and numb out a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just hearing your voice crack on the phone when you were talking about... you said it was an abortion?
Yes.
And, you know, just the pain of that, the loss of that, the choices involved in that, and it doesn't sound like that's been worked out in your own heart.
No, because, I worry about my salvation. I mean, I've asked God to forgive me. I've gone to Project Rachel and Rachel's Vineyard, but that fear. And then recently I went and got some help at the VA for some medical help, and I just got a letter yesterday saying that I have to pay this money back, that I was overqualified for my income, and I had no idea, so now I've got this on my back, and, you know, I'm scared and worried about money. And
well, a lot of the women that I work with that have had abortions believe thoughts like this, and they're really... outside of the sphere of what Christ has done for us, but this negative belief gets wired in at the time of that decision. And it sounds something like this: I've done something wrong. Or I've done something that's unforgivable.
Yeah.
I'm a bad person.
Well, it's shame, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
It's shame that you're living with, Sue.
Yeah.
And that has...
Well, and not only that, but regret. Just, I mean,
sure.
I long for my child every day, and the pain never goes away. I think about him when I go to bed, and then see a few years later I had a miscarriage, and then I think, well, maybe the miscarriage happened because
I
of
get
me
it.
Having the...
Sue,
I get it.
Sue, did you know that I paid for an abortion?
Yeah.
Okay. So then there were 7 years of infertility.
Right.
Where I didn't feel it, but it was suggested to me by other fabulous, fun-filled Christians that maybe it was a result of the abortion. And then God gave us Madeline from a couple that decided not to have an abortion. So which one was God? Was it him making us infertile, or was it God giving us the gift? I believe it was God giving us the gift. It was evil, and it was humanity that was causing us to feel the shame. I actually thought, which you probably have had this thought, that the worse I feel about it, the more I show God how bad I feel about it, the better it's going to be. And that's not what God wants. He wants you to get up, and he wants you to do some stuff. Now, you've got a foundation of shame. You've built all this other stuff on, and you got a 20-year alcoholic on your hands. Have you ever gone to an Al-Anon meeting?
Oh yeah, I've been going to Al-Anon.
Okay.
We've gone to Retrovi. We've gone to marriage
counselor.
Nothing has changed. And so, you know, I've already tried all those things. You know, I'll be honest. I want to leave, but I feel guilty. I feel guilty about wanting to leave because
You don't really have grounds for a divorce.
Yeah, he's cheated on me.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
So I do. I do have
Sue,
grounds.
Baby. I want to tell you something that I would find extremely encouraging. That little fetus is in heaven, and that is a thriving environment, far better than anything here. I understand your sense of loss, of course, but the shame, to the degree that you can work your way through, around, and over that, be done with it. You don't deserve it. It's in the past, and that child is in the arms of a Savior. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
And he has redeemed you. There is nothing that we've done that's irredeemable.
Right.
Really.
I think that, you know, like I said, my main question is it okay for me to leave my husband? Because I'm very unhappy. I'm tired of the drinking. I'm tired of the money problems. We fight all the time. It's miserable.
Yeah.
You know, I guess my hunch here with you is I need to know what work you've done, because I think you're in so much pain and you just want out, and getting out may not be the best solution without doing your work.
We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham, Marilyn Meeberg, and as is so common, we're talking with Sue with a compound fracture. So many different hurts and brokenness sources. Sherry, you wanted to talk with her.
And let me tell you, Sue, I've got a plan here of a few steps that I would encourage you to take, because you've brought to us today a lot of guilt and shame. And when people are in pain, they want to get out of the pain. And I understand that. You've been living in pain for a long time. But if you don't deal with your pain before you make this decision, you're going to pack it up like a bunch of bags, and you're going to take it into your future. Now is the time for you to deal with the pain. So I want you to get into some therapy, individual work right now, and I want you to work on the loss of that baby and on your guilt and on the grief and on letting go of that, so that you feel like you can stand before God and you're not standing with your head bound low and standing in shame.
Mm-hmm.
Because, my dear, that's going to help you make decisions about your marriage. And then I want you to talk with that therapist about what's happened in your marriage And you may have to make a bold move. You may have to stand your ground and even possibly separate from your husband for a while in order to give him an ultimatum that you're really serious about not moving forward. But I believe you need counseling, you need to deal with your grief, and you need to continue in your Al-Anon group and up the ante in your recovery before you make this decision.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah. I really feel for you, and I hope and pray that you will do whatever work needs to be done to get through the feeling of you're continuing to be punished, because it is paralyzing. You end up doing the wrong thing for the right reason and the right thing for the wrong reason. It's just a confusing way to be. So let me send you Healing is a Choice. I hope that that will bless your life. And man, I'm so glad you called. What a tough thing. And so many of you, I know you've got these, what we call compound fractures. Just one hurt on top of another. And I'm so sorry that you do. You know, one of the things that people do in that situation is they come and join us for Healing is a Choice. And that workshop is going to be July 26th, 27th, 28th. Here's a person that says, I am leaving with a new image of who I am. Not man's standard, not the world's view, but as who Christ has made me and sees me to be. That with a willing attitude and hard work, I can change my life and open the door for Christ to use me for His glory. Now, before coming, this person said they were in a dark place. It felt scary, alone, helpless, living in bondage, trapped by sin, shame that felt too strong and unforgivable. That freedom that this person found, you can find. You come join us. Healing is a Choice. It is July 26, 27, and 28. We'd love for you to come and be part of that. All right, let's go now to Kelly, who's calling from Houston. Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm great. Can you hear me okay, or do I need to take my headset out?
Well, we always like it when you take that headset off.
All righty.
Okay.
I'm doing it right now.
All right. It sounds a lot better when you do. Okay. How can we help you today?
Oh, my gosh. I can't figure out how to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
You sound like Marilyn.
I guess I just needed to unplug it.
Okay. How can
Alrighty.
We help you?
I have a question about my husband. I'm another one of those people with compound fractures, and he is as well. Our current situation is he got very frustrated with me a couple days ago and moved down to our guest room and says that he just needs some time away and some rest from me, and that he really is tired of the fact that I have needs. I have recently called him out on his drinking. He has been drinking excessively a lot. He's even joking about the fact that he is becoming an alcoholic. The truth of the matter is I think he's trading one addiction for another. He has struggled with sex addiction, and he has been to Every Man's Battle, and that was really life-changing, and we came back to a really, really good place, and we're really starting to put our marriage back together. Well, after I kind of got over my shell shock from the sex addiction, and I came back down to earth, and I got angry and really needed him to do the work that was needed to heal me. I believe that's the needs he's talking about. And my best guess as to what has happened here is I have called him out on so many issues that he's now turned it on me and saying, you're bad, you don't do this, you haven't done that, I asked you to do this, and these things you've done, the timing's now wrong on it. So my question is just, what do I do now with him in the guest room?
Okay. We'll give you some help right after this. You are listening to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, Marilyn Meeberg, Dr. Sherry Denham. And we need your help. If you can support this ministry, we'll stay on and we'll continue to try to help people find a way through a very, very difficult path that we find ourselves in. God is faithful. There is hope. And we want to bring it to people every single day. We can only do that with your support. If you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. We'll be back.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We are absolutely 100% back with Marilyn Meberg, Dr. Sherry Denham. We're talking with Kelly, and a lot of things going on with Kelly. And now the husband is in the guest room. Marilyn, you had a thought about this.
I did have a thought. You know, Kelly, I heard you say that after the exuberance and the victory of having done every man's battle, and there seemed to be a solution for the sex addiction that apparently your husband has been battling. And so did I understand you to say then he found it overwhelming to deal with your needs? Could I ask you directly, what are your needs, number one? Number two, why would those needs be so great he had to move to the guest room?
My needs are, they're pretty normal, marriage needs.
Be specific, honey. Give me a specific.
Spend time with me. Talk with me. Speak to me nicely.
Okay. His behavior towards you doesn't feel loving?
No, it does not. I mean, he's very detached right now.
Okay.
Very distant.
Was he detached after he came back from the Every Man's Battle? After you seemed to... I'm sorry?
No, he was not. He was...
He became detached.
And did he continue with the things that they suggested he do?
Yes and no. I do not feel like he is struggling with the sex addiction now, and he's pretty open, and, I can check absolutely everything. He's been very good about that, but I think the pain that was underneath is still not taken care of. That root is still not out. And now he's medicating it by drinking too much. And
do you know that's really common, Kelly?
Yes.
Really common to have pain and strong emotions underneath the addiction, be it the sex addiction or be it the alcohol. And so what have you done to heal that pain? Because I see this, probably more severe than a compound fracture. I would call a bone marrow transplant.
Mm. Good.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I would look at it more like that. Because when men come out of the Every Man's Battle workshop, part of their goal is to stop the addiction, to stop the toxins that are going on. But what happens when they stop that, if they don't do the work to get to that underlying pain, they become like a dry addict. They end up just having all these emotions and no way to numb out. So he just picked up another drug of his choice to try to numb out the pain.
And that is true, but in all fairness to him, he has worked really hard to do the in-depth Bible study. Now, not the therapy, but therapy has been pretty awful for him a couple of times. We haven't been able to find the right therapist.
Okay, that's your first problem. That's your first problem. You need to find a therapist. When I do the work either with the couples or the sex addicts, there is so much pain, and I have to sit in incredibly painful moments with these people as they're going back and digging into what's underneath it. But that's kind of like the bone marrow transplant, right? You're taking out something that's bad, and you're replacing it with something that's good. You need some healing.
And we actually even know what the underneath thing is. We know that for sure. It's just getting, you know, through the healing process.
Uh-huh. And that's, my dear, that's where the work is. That's what you're missing in this right now. Because unless you guys go into that pain and actually attach and connect and get more intimate, because you're actually able to understand the pain and you can hear his pain, and then he has to hear your pain. You know, I think your anger, you know, when you call him out, I get that. A lot of women, after the women in the battle, I tell them, you're going to need to bring your anger to your husband. But Jason says the guys have to put on their football pads or Teflon suits so they're not overwhelmed. And some of that is done in the therapy room, where you kind of hold the couple and they bring the pain and they heal and they go into the deep, dark recesses. But I've seen couples that have gotten closer because they've unpacked the pain.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. This could just be me, but Kelly, it sounds like when you talk about him as a wife talks about a husband, you talk about him at a distance with kind of disgust and disdain. But then whenever we mention something about him, you start to talk like a mother, and you start to talk about you helping him find a counselor, the work he's doing and stuff, and it just feels like you're more like a mother to him than a wife. And fortunately, most men do not want to have sex with a mother. They in fact, thank God, the parenting role turns off the desire for sex. And so if you're mothering him, you're not going to want to be sexual to him, and he's not going to be sexually attracted to you. This is why people don't have sex with their children if they're normal. It just, so if I were you, I would look at some of the caretaking, mothering kinds of things that have happened, and see if that could be part of some of this alienation that's there. You know, this is why we send people to Women in the Battle, so they work out those kinds of issues so that there really is hope on a mutual basis for that relationship to succeed.
Well, Steve, that one was really hard to hear. Mm-hmm. But I am listening. And
was it hard to hear? Because
I'm a pleaser.
Well, is it hard to hear because it might be true, or is it hard to hear because it isn't true?
Honestly, I don't know. I will probably re-listen to this and have to sift through and pray about what you said. I think there's a part of me that's afraid it's true because I don't want to mother my husband.
But you know,
and I don't feel distant from him.
There's a lot of power in that mother role. And for you to be vulnerable and bring your pain as his partner and as a wife that's been hurt is a very different posture. Steve's right. It's a one-up. It's a one-up. So a lot of women, when there's a wound, they tell me, I don't want to go belly up with him. Are you kidding me? I'm much more comfortable in mom, power differential. And it can keep you out of healing.
Okay. Well, that is exactly what I want, is healing. And, Sherry, I think if I understood everything you were saying correctly, you're saying couples counseling is the way to go for the two of us now.
I would say couples counseling and individual. It's expensive to heal. I would start with couple counseling, but you guys, it is. But you guys are going to have to do some work together, and then he may need to do some deeper work. Both of you may.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you called. I want to send a copy of Every Heart Restored. I hope that would be of help to you. I think whenever sexual addiction comes into a relationship, it takes no prisoners. It kills almost everything.
You're right, Steve.
And just like you said, when somebody's wounded, it's easy to go into the one-up role. And you can't expect these things to work out in 12 months, things that have developed since childhood. And if you're willing to fight, you might find yourself in 2 years sitting in a marriage you never dreamed you could have, with a man being the kind of man he never dreamed he would ever be. Now, that's just my hope for you.
And that's my prayer, and has been my goal all along. And everything that I do bring to him, I try and bring with that balance of grace and truth. But I have gotten bolder in what I will, you know, kind of bring out there and say, you know what, I'm not letting you buy with this anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a different role for me, and I think it's different for him. And I'm not sure either one of us know what to do with each other right now.
All right. Well, be patient. Pray. Work on your side of the street. And I hope that something good will come of this. All right.
And I am a Club New Life member, too, and I was thrilled to get the 7-Minute Marriage Solution in the mail last week.
Thank you very much. I hope and pray that just alone, getting together, as it says, would help you. But also in that book, 7 Things to Stop, 7 Things to Start, that could change your relationship. Not in a year, but right now, it could begin. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. If you want every man's marriage, if you want 7-Minute Marriage Solution, healing is a choice, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you go to newlife.com. Now, if you want to join us, we'll be in the studio for another hour after this program. We'll have one more segment here, and then an hour after that. You can join us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Dr. Sherry Denham and Marilyn Meebert. Don't forget, 7 o'clock on June the 7th, right here in Dallas, our 25th anniversary celebration.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My good friend Steve Arterburn and I agree on a lot of things, and one of them is the importance of a good marriage. Steve and the crew at New Life are on a campaign to strengthen marriages, to renew, refresh, and restore them to be what God intended for them to be. And I am 110% behind their efforts. That's why I want to encourage you to consider attending New Life's Marriage Weekend. Whether your marriage just needs a little refreshing or you're on the verge of a divorce, this weekend can be exactly what you need. You don't want to miss it. There's no other conference like it. Call the good people at New Life at 800-NEW-LIFE, that's 800-639-5433, and talk to them about the upcoming New Life Marriage Weekend, or check it out at newlife.com. Don't wait another minute. Do it now.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. Come join us as we cruise Alaska this summer, July 1st through the 8th. Alaska is one of God's most wonderful and spectacular works of creation. And if you haven't been before, you'll be amazed at all there is to see and to do. We'll be sailing the Norwegian Sun, starting in Vancouver and sailing north to Anchorage. Along the way, we'll stop in Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, and then sail Glacier Bay and Hubbard Glacier. Our New Life Cruises are always filled with lots of fun, wonderful fellowship, and great teaching from our team. And joining me this year are Women of Faith speakers Marilyn Meeberg and Lucy Swindoll. To register or to find out more, call 1-888-770-6898, extension 103. That's 1-888-770-6898, extension 103.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Sherry Denham, Marilyn Meeberg. And let me remind everybody, on July the 1st, we're going to Alaska. Marilyn's going to go. She's going to speak. And Lucy Swindoll is joining her. Marilyn Meeberg's going to come alongside. Lori Robertson's going to be there. A lot of wonderful women of faith folks are there. Larry,
minds.
Don't let me interrupt you there. Don't let me interrupt. But anyway, we are thrilled to be going to Alaska, and we're doing a new route. We're starting off in Vancouver. We're just going north. Just north, not coming back on the ship. So we'll go farther than we've ever gone on that boat. You come join us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Now, for this program, I'm going to go to my final caller, but please hold on the line if you're on. And if you want to be on in the next hour when we tape another program, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But right now, let's go to Victoria from KNLB. She listens in Yuma, Arizona. Hey there.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is, how do I continue to function in my marriage when I have boundaries and my spouse chooses not to?
Well, what does he do out of bounds?
Okay, question. We were coming from church a couple of Sundays ago.
Out of bounds.
And I asked my husband, I told him my heart's desire is to serve in the church, which we've done in the past. He told me in the car while raging, he said, "You can go ahead and join and serve if you would like to. Don't expect him to do anything."
Okay.
What do I do?
Serve and not expect him to do anything.
Even though I'm not a member?
Well, that doesn't become a marriage problem, though, honey. That's a different issue. If you're not a member of the church, but you're saying this is a marriage issue that has to do with boundaries, I'm not quite certain I can figure out what is the boundary issue there in your marriage.
Okay. Example, we've served and we've done things in the past. All of a sudden now, this year, he's changed his mind. He doesn't want to do anything. He really, basically, how am I told? Do what I want to do on my own as long as I keep it within not stepping over the edge in the marriage.
Okay, so help me. As my little daughter Amelia would say, I'm befused. Mm-hmm. How does this really... You threw in this question of even if I'm not a member. So I'm having a hard time figuring out how does all that fit in with this dilemma? Do you need to be a member to serve? Do you need to be a couple to be a member?
Yes.
Okay. So
we're a family, so we have to join as a family. I can't just show up at church and say, "Oh, I've been going 8 years now. I want to serve. I have to join." There's protocol.
Uh-huh. You can't just
serve.
So
unless I join the church, I in some sense will just attend church until I make a decision as to what I want to do as an individual, not necessarily as a family.
I'll tell you, I want to hear from Sherry, Marilyn. Here's what I would do if I were you. I would go and I would talk to the pastor and I would say,
"I've already done it.
I would like to serve here." My
and what
husband,
did he say, the pastor?
"I've already talked to the staff ahead of time because I was having an issue. And I went to the church and they told me, well, basically, I have to do what I need to do. They love me. They're behind me. But I, in some sense, have to make the first step."
First step to do what?
To determine whether I want to be there or not. They're going to go along with me, whatever I decide to do.
Sweetheart, why don't you join the church?
I'm a family, and my spouse and I both are supposed to be children of God. I expect my family to join together.
So they don't want to join, and you do? Is that it, baby?
Pardon me?
They don't want to join, and you do?
No.
Well, here's the thing. I just think your husband's going through a really rough time for whatever, mm-hmm. and sometimes we need to release people to go through the tough time, rather than try to get them out of the tough time or, give them advice about the tough time. And so maybe if the church would allow you to either join by yourself or serve without joining, you could develop some great, wonderful moments for yourself that would make you feel great about God, yourself, your purpose in life. And I think that kind of bleeds over into your relationship with your husband, where you're feeling fulfilled and he is able to enjoy being with you more because you're a fulfilled woman, versus using any kind of excuse that, well, we're a family, so I can't join, and then I can't serve. I try to find a way to serve and let him be whatever he's going through right now. Sherry, what do you think?
Well, you know what I'm hearing, Victoria, is a longing to belong. And sometimes when our longings are go unfulfilled, those longings turn into what I call demands or expectations.
Correct.
And then we bring those to our spouse or whoever. And what a demand does is it doesn't give the other person a choice. It takes away their choice because it's coming to them as a demand. So if you can take it back and do what Steve said and really put it more in the position of an invitation, and then begin to pray that God's going to open the doors, either at this church or another church, for you to serve.
So you're saying that I can go, so I'm asking, is it okay? I found a church that I would like to attend. Can I attend and serve in the church even though he's not alongside with me?
Well, I think so. I think it's a good thing to go on and serve God. It's not being disrespectful to him. He said you can do it just so it doesn't interfere with your marriage, so he's not holding you back. Just go and do it and find your place there.
And know this, honey, you cannot be the Holy Spirit in your husband's life, and he doesn't feel like it.
I like that point because I have found a church. But the dilemma that I'm having, I told him I want to go where we first, well, I'm just speaking for me. I found a church basically that I went to before we moved here. Well, they already know me because they know my spirit. And he's to the point now that if I don't go where he's going, he throws a five-year-old fit.
Yeah. Well, that's different than what you were saying.
That's a new deal.
Earlier, if that were the case, I would be going where my husband wants to go.
That's why I got up and went with him this past Sunday, but he says the only way he's going to go basically is if I serve there.
Okay, well then, that's what I'm saying. I would serve there along with his church, and then you get to serve and be fulfilled there. So that's the way to go. Different issue right there at the end. Sometimes we don't get to the real crux of the matter until 30 seconds before the phone call is done, or
it's kind of like that in the therapy room too.
Yeah, it really is. It is. All right. Well, we've talked about compound fractures, bone marrow transplants. If you feel like you need a kidney or whatever it is, we want to help you. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll try to do the best that we can.
Let's do teeth. That's quicker.
We can do that. Now, I want to tell you, some of you, it's not funny. You're struggling. You're hurting. And we've got some answers. What are they? Well, we've got books. Like in your marriage, the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. Tell you, it's people have said it's the best book I've ever written because it's based on two studies, and one study shows how to spend those 7 minutes to heal that marriage. The other study shows what to stop and what to start right now. And here's the most important thing. If you're married to somebody who won't start or stop anything, it tells you what to do in that case. 7-Minute Marriage Solution, that's our gift to you. When you make a gift to this ministry, and when you make a gift to the ministry, it allows us to stay on the air and continue to do what we're doing. Don't forget those care packages, too. You could buy some of those and send those to Oklahoma and some other places that have really been struggling. When Every Man's Battle came out, we sent the Every Man's Battle kit, very similar to this, to soldiers. I forget how many we sent, but some like 70,000 of those out there. But anyway, help us if you can. We've got some stuff for you, like that marriage weekend and healing is a choice coming up, our cruise in July, and our anniversary a week from Friday in Dallas. Hey, we love you. We care about you. Get some help. Call us. Let us find a counselor for you or a resource. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.